You're listening to The Beauty Debut. I'm your host, Claudia Fabian. As someone who has spent over 25 years in the beauty industry as an esthetician, makeup artist, and in professional sales, I want to share what I've learned. Allow me to be your beauty avatar and give you a behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like to work in the world of beauty. And follow me as I navigate how to age gracefully. And remember, it's never too late to make your debut. This podcast is about all things beauty inside and out. Tune in every week to hear my conversations with the amazing professionals who are working in all aspects of the beauty industry. Get the scoop on the latest trends and learn firsthand insider tips and tricks to help you look and feel your very best. I'm so happy to have you here. The Beauty Debut starts now. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me today on the Beauty Debut podcast. I am so excited, really thrilled actually, to be sharing the Salt Facial and bringing this really innovative new treatment to the forefront on my podcast. So thank you, Tracy. Thank you for being a guest today and taking time out of your busy day.
Claudia, thank you so much. I'm delighted, really, truly, to be here. This is a great, great show you have, and we're all very thrilled, and I'm just very excited to talk to you about, tell you about the Salt Facial and inform your audience. I know everybody's going to love to hear about it. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And before we get into all of that meat of the Salt Facial and share all about it, I just wanted to start off because this podcast is about, you know, stories of people working in beauty. And you, Tracy, currently you're an executive vice president of Med Aesthetic Solutions, which I believe
That's
is
correct.
The parent company and the manufacturer of the Salt Facial Skin Renewal Therapy System. But you had to get your start somewhere. And I know you've had your day, or you've paid your dues, let's say, in sales, selling devices, selling lasers. Can you touch on your career just for a moment?
Oh, yes. And, you know, that's such a good point, because I have been in the aesthetic, medical aesthetic industry for a long, long time. When I got out of college, I was always fascinated with the medical sales industry. So I got into traditional equipment sales in the hospital and spent a lot of time in the OR. I never did pharmaceutical, but I got into the OR. And along the way, I had somebody I knew say, tell me about a new laser treatment that came out that was for wrinkles and skin rejuvenation. And they had just started selling it. And they said, boy, you know, I think you'd be great selling this. Here's the company contact information. It's actually run by a woman. You know, you need to give them a call. So I reached out. This was, Claudia, back in 1994, I think. And it was the first CO2 laser back in the day that was competing with the big Rolls Royce of the time. And that one was so expensive that really only the plastic surgeons, the really successful plastic surgeons, could afford it. And this was a little portable one that was a fraction of the cost. And it was really fun. We could bring it in our car and take it in and roll it into the office. And oftentimes it was a one call close, and doctors would use it for little wrinkles around the eyes and around the lip area, and, you know, remove little bumps and lumps on the skin. And that's where I got my start in the medical aesthetic industry. I was one of very few women in that industry at the time. And I just grew from there. That company was eventually acquired by another company, and the industry grew. And it's now, there's a lot of women in the industry, but it's still basically male dominated. Since then, I've owned a med spa, but it's still a little tougher for women to get their foot in the door. So I always encourage women to get, you know, take a run at it. It's a great industry to be in.
Yeah, and I love that you know, you were one of the first women, let's say, in that field to really be successful. And you know, we were sharing, I did another podcast with another VP executive, and we were just talking about how, you know, the beauty industry is, you know, marketed to women. It's mainly for women, right?
Right.
But
still predominantly run by men. And when I'm talking about big corporation, or definitely in the pharmaceutical side or medical side of the beauty industry. And it is really great to see someone like you, a woman, you know, with a long career and of success now, you know, in an executive role. And I know you also feel passionate about helping other women get to that executive level. And I really love that about you. So thank you for helping other women to rise. That's really, really important.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, because it's a great industry, but I think I just think women can become intimidated by this field, and they're not really encouraged all the time to get into it. So yeah, we can do really well. And like you said, it's one of those areas where our role in it, we can really resonate, I feel, with women, because it's still something that women are predominantly the ones seeking these procedures, Claudia. It's still not something that men are the predominance of the consumer. It is women. So we can go in and we can speak with the surgeon, with the physician who's buying the equipment, who is oftentimes male, and we can actually talk with them and give our opinion, our feedback on how good something like this can make us feel. I'll share a little funny story. This was years ago when I was selling lasers, and this family practitioner who ended up being very successful in the laser industry, I'd sold him 3 lasers, and he said to me that he passed by his front desk, and this woman was arguing about the fact that her copay had gone from $10 to $15, and she couldn't understand why. And yet at the same time, she was handing her credit card over for a $500 laser hair removal procedure and not even blinking an eye over it.
No, we have to have our priorities straight.
We have to have our priorities straight, right? So we get it. And he was like, "Tracy, I just don't understand this." And I said, "You know, you've got to understand. This is right." And that was one of the things I told the doctor, is that, look, you can either offer these procedures or someone else will. The doctor down the street will. You might as well be the one, since they trust you to offer these procedures. So that's how it goes.
Well,
so they understand us.
It's really funny because something similar, I worked at a med spa for several years, and it was, these procedures can be expensive. You know, you're getting, sometimes whole packages of different treatments. And, women were so clever. They, didn't want to let their husbands know that they were, first of all, spending all this money. And second of all, maybe they didn't want their husband to know they got Botox, or they didn't want, their husband to know they did anything. So they would find clever ways of putting certain amounts on certain credit cards. Like, they would pay for this, like, with 6 different cards that their husband couldn't trace back, like, all the stuff.
Right.
Like, when there's a will, there's a way. Okay. So.
Oh yes. The mad money account. Yes. It's so true. And it's still the same way.
Oh, it is. Things don't change too much. But I want to thank you for coming on. I discovered facial on LinkedIn of all places, and just knew that this was something so different, so new. I, dug in and did some research, and, I reached out to your team, and your team is amazing, by the way. I think that needs to be thrown.
Oh, thank you.
Such an amazing, I could tell it's an amazing company. So I wanted to bring this on the podcast because I like to have the latest and greatest, and maybe you can, I'll let you kind of take the floor here, obviously. What was the inspiration and development behind the Salt Facial, and then we can go into exactly what it is?
Sure. And I love that question, Claudia, because we get asked that question a lot. Our sales team, which, I started at the ground with this. I'm one of the co-founders of the company. I've worked with this product since its infancy, so I know it, top to bottom. And I still go out and make sales calls and work with reps and so forth. So what really inspired us to bring this product was a desire and a need from the marketplace. we really just listen. We saw that there was there really is an open place. There was an open place in the market there that wasn't being fulfilled. So the salt facial, where it sits is in terms of the treatment itself and what it is capable of doing. I think a lot of people don't know exactly what it is, and they categorize it as a something kind of like a more like a hydrofacial, if I can name a name, or the dermal infusion product, where it's more of a light, you know, treatment where they have a treatment and it's a freshening treatment. But the salt facial can do that type of treatment, but it's much more than that. We are a class two medical grade treatment. And I'd like our listeners to know that as well, that this is a medical grade treatment, and therefore we do confine it into medical spas and medical offices. So unfortunately at this time, we don't sell just to individual day spas and salons, things of that, places of that category, because it is not, you can actually cause some, you know, potential risks with it if it's not used properly. Mm-hmm. And we're not allowed, everybody should check with their own state regulations though, because with that said, there are some states that do allow estheticians to own and operate class two medical devices. So I encourage everyone to check into their own state regulations. You know, we're not the ones who make the rules. It's up to the states individually. With that said though, so part of that is our LED. It's a three individual modality system. And so the that is, it's a very powerful phototherapy system, and the potential for eye damage is there. So those, that's part of the reason why it is a medical grade system. But in terms of the marketplace, the Hydrofacial came out in 1997, dermal infusion came out several years later, and the market is hungry for something new. I feel like the aesthetics market is similar to fashion, and people that we spoke with, and I know for myself as a consumer, as a woman, I want something different. I want something new. And we knew that there was a niche for something that kind of filled between the treatment of something like a Hydrofacial and yet going beyond that, but not all the way up to like a light ablative laser treatment, like an erbium laser.
Right.
There was a big wide swath between that was not being fulfilled. And with the salt facial, it is fully adjustable to fit that it can be performed based on the consumer's desire and the clinician's ability or what they want to provide that consumer with, based on their needs. We can do everything from a very light, refreshing, no downtime treatment, all the way up to a very kind of an aggressive treatment where that patient might have 2 to 3 days of mild downtime that's similar in its outcome to a light erbium treatment.
Wow.
And that would be for someone, yes, that would be for someone who has acne scars or maybe post-surgical scars, something of that nature. And the results are really beautiful. They may need to have three of those treatments, maybe spaced 3 to 4 weeks apart. That would be in lieu of an erbium YAG laser treatment, but the results, Claudia, are remarkable. And the feedback that we've gotten, we're actually doing clinical studies right now with a couple of our top key opinion leader doctors, and we're getting some remarkable results with that. So that's really exciting too.
Well, that's
what the salt facial does.
That sounds very
exciting.
But I've heard about this salt facial glow. Like there's a signature glow that everyone is raving about after their treatment. So what exactly, can we dig into like, okay, so I go into a plastic surgeon's office or a, you know, medical spa. What can I expect? What is it? What would I be getting?
Sure. It's a three-step process. And you'll hear people talk about with the salt facial. The three-step salt facial is really for the texture, tone, and color of skin. And if you go back to the early days of Dr. Zine Obagi, he talks about, you know, the skin, really, if you kind of look at some of his concrete hallmarks of what is good, constitutes good skin, it really comes down to texture, tone, and color. If you've got those three elements, you've got pretty good skin. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we are first step with this positive pressure sea salt exfoliation. We are thoroughly removing the stratum corneum. And we do that very uniquely with, again, positive pressure sea salt exfoliation. I can go into that in a little bit. Second step, where now we've removed that dead skin layer. And that is important to the glow process. Nothing else gets the skin off better than our positive pressure salt exfoliation. Now we have this clean, clear, beautiful palette. It's kind of like a painter. You wouldn't see a world-class artist take an old, ugly canvas and try to repaint a masterpiece over something that wasn't a brand new palette. So we want to start with a clear palette. Secondly, we've had this receptive surface, and we apply a topical product that's specially formulated to be able to penetrate all the way into the cells, and we massage that in with a cavitation ultrasound process. Now that is unique and different. We believe in science. Again, it's a medical product, and cavitation is a process of creating space between the cells, which actually helps that product penetrate deeply all the way down into the reticular dermis. And because our product is formulated of a small molecular weight, it can penetrate and actually go into the cells at a mitochondrial level. So we get that product deeply into the skin. It's where it's meant to go. Third step, and the final step, is our high-powered LED. And this is not your usual LED that a lot of people are familiar with. This is a very large three-panel LED where we can actually treat the face, neck, and chest in one swoop, or the whole back, for example. Maybe not the whole back, but certainly a back, like the shoulders of a large man, and all the way down to the midway of the back, or if we were doing, you know, the legs or something like that. And this is four modes. We have True Blue, which is FDA cleared for acne, and that includes, and this is important in this day and age, this will kill 100% of the SARS, and that includes the MRSA bacteria, that's the methicillin-resistant staph infection, which is very bad. That's why we are, again, a medical-grade product. Our plastic surgeons absolutely, and dermatologists, absolutely love this and rely on this. If you're microneedling, this is a must, an absolute must to prevent infection and the spread of staph infection. And we have an anti-aging mode, which stimulates collagen, and a red and amber, which will reduce inflammation and swelling. And our red light gives you that positive glow and helps stimulate the healing. And so that's a 20-minute hands off. So once you place that patient under that light, the esthetician or clinician can go about their business. You can start another treatment. You can go get a cup of coffee, greet another patient, clean up the room, get the salt facial ready for their next treatment, what have you, but it's completely hands off. So once that patient emerges from the LED, that's where their skin is glowing and beautiful. And some of that has to do with just the fact that there's literally a veil lifted from their skin. No other treatment removes that dead skin layer. The ultrasound brings beautiful blood flow to the skin, and that LED just positively finishes it off entirely. So it's okay. Just a combination of those three.
I'm sold. Sign me up.
Did I sell you? Good.
This girl needs it big time. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. This sounds amazing. But I do have a question.
And it's very relaxing too.
Yeah, and I do have a question that people might be wondering. Why salt? Mm-hmm. What is it about salt?
Ah, yes. The age-old question. Well, salt, there's actually a book that came out recently that is fascinating. And it's entirely about, it's actually titled Salt, and it's fascinating. And salt has been used through the ages. As you know, it's a fascinating read, actually. We have it here in our office. And salt is as old as time, Claudia. We are magnetically drawn to salt. Our bodies require it. It was once used in lieu of money. The value of salt was that important. We cannot live without salt. Our bodies require it. So that is the draw for salt. And we've always used salt. And so the beauty of salt is there's a magnetic quality to it. When our customers offer salt, we have some beautiful marketing that draws people in. So there's that, just that magnetic quality that seems to draw everyone in. Everybody knows intrinsically or not, there's something about salt that people love. They're drawn to the ocean and the beauty of that. But more than that, salt is a beautiful element for skin. We have always used it you've heard me mention probably positive pressure. Now, we don't just use salt. We use an organic form of salt that doesn't contain, not all salt is organic. Our salt that we use is a very fine grain salt. It has to travel through the system, and it doesn't contain any other elements. It's very pure and clean, and it is natural sea salt. There's only two mines in the world that we get our salt from. It's pressurized within the system and then forced out at a high velocity through the system through a patented handpiece. And that's part of the reason why we can use it on all skin types, from the very, very fairest of skins to the darkest of skins. And the salt works in both ways for all skin types. So whether someone has very oily acneic skin or just oily skin in general, salt has a way of balancing the alkalinity of skin and the pH level of skin so that people who live in a very humid climate and their skin tends to be maybe a little more oily, it helps to keep their skin from getting quite as oily and balancing that. But it also has a natural humectant quality. So the driest and most delicate of skins, it also works. We can switch up the product that we use in that step two, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. and use something that's more hydrating. And that salt, remember, if we go to go get a nice Chinese restaurant meal and you're thirsty afterwards because maybe they use a lot of salt in it. And boy, you drink some water and the next day your fingers feel tight or your jeans are a little tighter or something that's salty because mm-hmm. it has that natural quality of absorbing and holding on, and it gives that natural plumping to the skin. So talk about plumping up and holding on to moisture, and it really works to keep dry skin hydrated as well. So that's why we use salt, and it just naturally helps balance all skin types.
Well, it sounds like it's a universal treatment then, you know, for all Fitzpatrick types, you know, really for all skin types.
Absolutely.
But are there mm-hmm. any contraindications? Is there anyone that might not be a good candidate for the salt facial treatment?
We have limited contraindications. We can use it on skins that are actually broken out, which is something that a lot of people can't. Mm-hmm. Salt is didn't mention this either. Salt has a natural antibacterial and antimicrobial effect as well. So it's actually very good if someone has rosacea, or you know, they are actively breaking out. So whereas maybe a clinician might avoid using it on someone who has pustules, we can use it on that active acne. So, and it really helps to clear. The only actual contraindication we do have on the salt facial system is on one of our LED modes with our near infrared wavelengths, and that is a deep penetrating wavelength because it's very stimulating. If someone has very frank rosacea, I'm talking about the person that you can look across the room and see, you know, that roadmap telangiectasia on their skin where, you know, you can actually point out their red vessels around their nose or something. You would not want to put that person under that particular wavelength. Out of the four modes, you could use one of the other three, but you wouldn't want to put them under that particular one because it might increase the vascularity because of its depth of penetration. But that's the only contraindication that the salt facial has.
Yeah, I know this whole salt facial is, you know, it's what, it launched in 2018 or 19?
2000, we soft launched in 2017 and got it out. Yeah, we got it out to some of our early adopters and to some of our KOLs to kind of get the market seeded. But we really launched it in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know that a lot of famous plastic surgeons, celebrity doctors, you know, carry this treatment. They probably were some of your first people to really embrace it. And you know that when a celebrity plastic surgeon has a treatment such as this, it has to be the latest and greatest. So, you know, it's amazing. But with that, you know, I'm sure people are wondering the cost, right? So for the consumer that is interested in getting this treatment, what can they expect, you know, on average cost of the treatment, and do they need multiples? You had mentioned earlier in our conversation that, you know, maybe for acne scarring, you would need to get, you know, maybe three treatments spaced out a month apart. But for just, you know, normal aging, is it a once a month type thing? And then how much does it on average cost?
Sure. That's a great question. So it's, you know, Claudia, it's one of those treatments where, like everything, you know, it's not like you go and work out one time and maintain your figure. So if we like to think of the salt facial as something that is a lifestyle kind of for good dermal health. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, typically our clinicians, once they go through training and they understand how it really helps those patients, and I don't think I mentioned it, it's something for head to toe. I know we talk facial and people think, you know, maybe just face, neck, and décolleté, the chest. But it's wonderful for the hands, for the arms. It's really a head-to-toe treatment. Mm-hmm. Some of our doctors even promote it for, you know, their patients for foot care, for legs. A lot of our plastic surgeons are doing the Brazilian butt lift. And why would you go to all that trouble spending a lot of money for a booty lift and have, you know, a pimply butt. So you know, why not have this beautiful,
okay.
Yes, exactly. So why not have this smooth, you know, even textured, bottom skin? And that's what it should be all about, promoted for that. So the price does vary, but currently around the country, it's really reasonable. It falls in line with what I think everybody else, most of the other treatments are running. So a treatment costs currently for face and neck on average about $350 per treatment. Mm-hmm. And that varies around, you know, from coast to coast and in between. Typically a patient, if their skin is beautiful and flawless, they may just come in for one treatment and then go, you know, once a month for just to maintain the beautiful health of their skin. But if they have issues that they want to work on, maybe they have some fine lines and wrinkles or a little bit of scarring or acne scars or what have you, Their clinician, depending on their goals, they might go through a series of 4, 6, or 8 treatments. Mm-hmm. One treatment every 2 weeks. They can do it every 10 days if they want to go be more aggressive. But they'll go through a series, and then they'll get on a once a month maintenance, mm-hmm. For good dermal health. And and that's typically what they do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I know that you mentioned that, this can be kind of like a, maybe before a red carpet type of thing, because you can kind of adjust it and just do a light, treatment, or you could go a little heavier and, perhaps have some of that downtime. So I guess that would also be a determination of your clinician, between you and her or he to
right.
map out what your goals are.
Yes. That's correct. And it is a treatment where, like you said, a red carpet treatment. A lot of our physicians up in, certainly in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Beverly Hills, LA, Hollywood area, they do this treatment prior on celebrities prior to red carpet events. Typically a week before, if there's any disruption, they'll put the patient under our red and blue light to prevent, any breakouts. New York and all that. And so it can be done very easily prior to red carpet events. And yeah, it just adjusts to whatever the needs and desires of the patient are.
And so if the medical esthetician or the doctor has the Salt Facial in their office, they have this device, are there matching products that they will be using manufactured by your company? Or is this a treatment that they will be using and incorporating their own, skincare? Or is there, certain back bar and certain serums and things that they will be using from the Salt Facial company?
Yeah, I love that question too, Claudia, because, we are, as a company, we are a manufacturer of equipment. We are not a manufacturer of solutions and serums. So we put our focus into that. Mm-hmm. But because of the fact that we want something that is the absolute highest quality product that you can get to use with the treatment, mm-hmm. To enhance, really that the goal is to enhance the treatment itself, just for that small window of time, nothing more. So the clinician can use whatever product. We're not saying that they can't use it. They have skincare that they love, that they promote, that they, that they use and provide. Absolutely. Right after the treatment, go ahead. Use what you love and what you promote. That is perfectly fine. But right after the treatment, they can use whatever they want. But during the treatment, we really promote this only because it was formulated to go with it, mm-hmm. and it's balanced, and we know that it goes hand in hand with the entire Salt Facial treatment, mm-hmm. To just give it the best go. Both of the products, by the way, they're not expensive. They're designed to be, balanced, pH balanced. And they're both a base of, use a small amount during the process. They're both in a base of a lipid-soluble, fat-soluble vitamin C, which penetrates beautifully and stays in the skin. And then one is a mandelic acid, which our customers absolutely love for brightening the skin. It's great for all skin types. And the other is a really high quality Glypure glycolic acid that gives an extra boost if somebody is working on maybe stretch marks or scars or acne. And they both have a little bit of a boost of lactic acid. So a little larger molecule, and it helps to, continue the process. They, that just goes hand in hand with the treatment. And then they can use whatever they want, if they want to sell their clients skincare afterwards. So yeah, that's the only part of it that we add in, just because we know it penetrates. It's designed of a molecular weight that, going with that cavitation ultrasound, we know that it's going to penetrate, and it's not expensive. So that's the key portion of it.
Yeah, this treatment sounds amazing. And I know your company is based in California, and is it manufactured?
Yes.
Is the Salt Facial manufactured there as well?
It is. It is. Yeah. We're really proud of that fact too, Claudia, because we know that with so many things being built overseas and we live in California. We are based, our corporate office, and everything is manufactured in, and so, you know, we just, we're really proud of that we keep jobs here during, you know, this harrowing time of COVID. We kept everybody aboard and just hunkered down and worked really hard to make sure that everybody kept their jobs. And it was, you know, it was a little tough, but we kept everybody going, and, you know, it felt good to keep jobs here and not, you know, move things, not cheapen any quality of things. Mm-hmm. We know we can keep an eye on things that way so that we don't have to worry of the quality that goes into the Salt Facial. We know that it's the top quality for everything that we put into it.
And I know people are going to want to know, you know, how they can get more information. And I know you're going to be providing a number for, you know, medical licensed estheticians, plastic surgeon, med spa offices, how they can get in touch with one of your representatives to, you know,
absolutely,
maybe get some more information. I know you'll be providing all that. And then for the consumer, if someone is interested in finding a Salt Facial provider in their area, there's also going to be some resources that they can call and kind of get directed to the right office in their area?
Absolutely, yes. So what we are recommending, Claudia, is right now we're doing some work to rebuild our website and update that. So right now we're suggesting, let me address your first question about people who are interested, your listeners for this podcast. For people who are interested, medical estheticians, if they're interested, we are actually going to be offering offering a summer special for people who are interested and come from your podcast here, which we're thrilled about. We're offering a special. If they reach out to us, let us know, and they can get all the information that they need at thesaltfacial.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
Again. Easier to remember. Mm-hmm. info@thesaltfacial.com.
Okay. And they can let you know that they heard about it here on the podcast.
Yes. There will be a form that they'll fill out, a quick little form, and that will get that they can put a little comment in there, comment section. And when we reach out to them, we can find that out. We'll have one of our representatives contact. And we have a summer special going on that we can offer them. Also, we can have them, if they're a consumer and they're looking, they can also reach out to that same info@thesaltfacial.com. As we don't have a consumer site set up yet to find the doctors. They can find it in local areas, but if they want to go directly to us and we can personally direct them to the closest provider in their area, that we can make suggestions to where they can go and personally send them there, that would be great. I can also give you a direct phone number, and let me give that to you. It's area code 760-942-8815, and I'll repeat that. It's area code 760-942-8815, and they will be speaking with Jessica, and she can direct them to a provider in their area.
Awesome.
And so that will be the best way to find a clinician in their area.
Awesome. You know, it's been really great to learn about this, you know, new to market treatment. I really am so excited about it. And, you know, I know a little bit of some of the celebrity doctors that are, you know, currently providing this treatment. So You know, I think people are always looking for a little slice of Hollywood.
They are.
US, and this is really kind of the it facial. And it's more than a facial. I know it's called the salt facial, but after you beautifully, you know, explained what it is, it's so much beyond that. A salt facial is easy to remember, but this is a medical treatment that will yield beautiful results for glowing skin. This is really go-to hot new treatment on the scene right now. So Tracy, thank you and your team. It's been such a pleasure.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure, and thank you. And thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing everyone from this to enjoy getting a salt facial out there. And
absolutely.
And thank you so much.
Yes. And once this COVID situation lifts completely, I definitely want to fly out to LA or California, wherever you're based.
Absolutely.
Are you based in LA or is it somewhere else?
We're based in San Diego. So south of Los Angeles.
Better. Okay. San Diego.
Yes.
I'm going to come
down on the beach.
I need to get a treatment.
Perfect. Look forward to it. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you liked this episode, I would be grateful if you would rate and review and be sure to subscribe so you can get notified when the next episode goes live. To learn more about makeup, skincare, self-care, and my personal go-to products, visit thebeautydebut.com. Do you want to continue today's conversation? You can find me on Instagram @thebeautydebut and on LinkedIn @ClaudiaFabian.